the Sacrament of Holy Orders. Baptism, Confirmation, and the Eucharist are the sacraments of Christian initiation. They underpin the vocation common to all faithful, that is, the call to seek personal holiness and to evangelize the world. These three sacraments, along with penance and the anointing of the sick, confer the graces necessary to lead a Christian life and to reach heaven. In order to cater for the social needs of the Church and of civil society, Jesus Christ instituted the sacraments of holy orders and marriage with the aim of sanctifying others. That is why they are called sacraments at the service of communion. Let us begin with the Sacrament of Holy Orders. All Christians participate in different ways in Christ's priesthood. Jesus Christ, the eternal High Priest of the New Covenant, reconciled us with God through the sacrifice of the cross, being both priest and victim. But to perpetuate this sacrifice, our Lord granted His Church a participation in His priesthood through the Sacrament of Holy Orders. This unique participation is known as ministerial priesthood, by which men can act in the name of Christ, head of the Church. These men are the bishops and priests. But it should also be pointed out that the whole Church, founded by Christ, is a priestly people, and by baptism all faithful participate in the priesthood of Christ. This participation is called the common priesthood of all the faithful. The common and ministerial priesthoods are essentially different. The ministerial priesthood differs essentially from the common priesthood of the faithful, because it confers on the priest a sacred power at the service of his brothers. Those who have received holy orders are Christ's ministers, that is, Christ's instruments to continue his work of salvation in the world. This they do through teaching, divine worship, and pastoral governance. The institution of the Sacrament of Holy Orders. Christ chose his apostles and at the Last Supper instituted the priesthood of the New Covenant. He told the apostles and their successors to renew the sacrifice of the cross. With the words, "Do this in remembrance of me," he made them priests of the New Testament. On the day of his resurrection, he conferred on them the power to forgive or retain sins. Since the apostles knew that the priesthood must continue in the Church after they would die, when evangelizing a city and before setting out for a new one, they imposed their hands on others, conferring on them the priesthood. The 3 degrees of the Sacrament of Holy Orders. The Sacrament of Holy Orders consists of 3 degrees related to each other. The episcopate and priesthood are different degrees of the ministerial participation in the priesthood of Christ. Deacons help bishops and priests. Thus, the term priest designates both bishops and priests, but not deacons. Nevertheless, all 3 degrees are conferred through the Sacrament of Holy Orders. When we say priests, we usually refer to those in the priesthood, and that is the meaning that we will apply here, though some of the following considerations are also applicable to bishops and deacons. A priest is a man consecrated to God forever. Through the Sacrament of Holy Orders, the priest is Christ's minister, a mediator between God and men, who has the duties of worshipping God, adoration, thanksgiving, satisfaction, and petition, and of communicating grace to men. The powers conferred on priests, powers that even angels do not have, are not temporal, but permanent. Those who receive this sacrament receive an indelible character and become priests forever. This character distinguishes them as ordained ministers from the rest of the faithful and makes them participate in Christ's priesthood in an essentially different way. Along with the special character, those who are ordained receive graces that configure them to Christ in such a way that any priest can be called another Christ. This sacrament can be received only by baptized men who fulfill the due conditions. The ministry of priests. We have seen that priesthood confers authority to exercise the sacred ministry in the worship of God and for the well-being of souls. The main ways in which priests exercise their ministry are the following. Preaching the Word of God. The priest preaches by means of the homily at Mass, through catechesis, and in many other ways, such as meditations, retreats, days of recollection, talks of doctrinal formation, etc. Administering the sacraments, mainly that of Holy Mass. From birth to death, Christians need a priest at their side to confer the sacraments. The main ministry of the priest is the celebration of Holy Mass. Guiding Christians to sanctity. Priests have the mission and the duty of taking care of the flock entrusted to them by the bishop with prayer and mortification, helping them in their needs, accompanying them in difficult times, and through the indispensable task of spiritual direction, which helps them to remove the obstacles to receiving God's grace. Addressing God with the official prayer of the Church, praying the Liturgy of the Hours. If all men have to pray in order to honour God and to ask Him for so many needs, much more so is it to be expected of priests. Priests should have more sympathy than anyone else for the weaknesses and needs of men. Therefore, the Church has entrusted to priests the daily recital of the Divine Office. This is like a clamour that continually ascends from earth to heaven. It could be said that the Church is officially praying through her ministers 24 hours a day. The spiritual mission of the priest. From what we have already said, it is obvious that the mission of the priest in this world is primarily spiritual, leading men to God, instructing them in the faith, and dispensing the grace contained in the sacraments. The priest is a servant of the whole Christian community and an element of unity. Hence the Church requires that priests be easily recognizable, even by their external attire. Their whole day should be filled up with priestly activities, without time to devote themselves to other matters, for example, such as those proper to the lay faithful. Duties of the faithful towards priests. Given the sublime dignity of the priest and the necessity of his ministry for the Church, it is strongly recommended that parents should give their sons complete freedom to follow this vocation if God calls them to the priesthood. All the faithful should pray that God may grant his Church good shepherds and ministers full of zeal. We should show great respect, veneration, and love for priests, keeping in mind that they are Christ's ministers, fathers and shepherds of souls. We must help them too in their material needs. Resolutions for Christian life. Pray that there may be many vocations to the priesthood. Pray that priests are holy, as is expected of them. Receive with joy the vocation to the priesthood if God gives it to you. Look after priests in parishes, in schools, etc., with affection and respect.